Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tov Tzadi Ches, mitzvah 498, as we inch closer to the next milestone of ours that will have Be'ez Hashem in a couple of days. So we are in the six mitzvahs related to the king. We are in mitzvah number two, related to a king. We discussed the mitzvah of appointing a king and establishing a king and keeping the establishment of a king. And now we are up to the second one, the first Isser applying, and this is also an Isser on Klal Yisrael, the Isser to appoint a convert as the king. Says the Torah, Som tasim alecha melech asher yivchar Hashem alakecha bo, appoint a king, mikerev achecha tasim alecha melech, from amongst your brethren, your own brothers, lo suchal, you are not able, laseis alecha ish nachri, asher lo achichahu, you cannot appoint a strange man that is not your brother. So what does that mean, a non-Jew? Of course, that can't be what the Torah means. A non-Jew obviously can't be a king, but the king of the Jewish people. So it must mean, Chazal understand, it means someone who used to be not Jewish and became Jewish, the halacha of not appointing a ger to be the king, and we expand that this also includes some other appointments as well. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu milahakim aleinu melech ish shelo yia mizera Yisrael vafilu yia ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is wonderful. He can count for a minion. He is mistofis tachas kanfi hashchina. He's on an unbelievable level. We've had before the mitzvah of loving a ger. It's amazing. There's a mitzvah to love every Jew, and there's a specific mitzvah to love a ger. There's not even a mitzvah to love my parents. There's a mitzvah of kibud and mora of parents, but there's no mitzvah of love. Love, there's only one mitzvah. There's only one group of Jews that are singled out for love, and that is gerim. Right? Well, that's what it says. So we have that here too. So they're unbelievable, but there's still a specific halacha that they cannot be the king. Right? Just like we know, you have to be born into it. You have to be born into the family, just like if I'm not from David HaMelech, if I'm not from Sheva Yehuda, I can't be king. So there are many people that can't be a king. So this is another. It is fascinating, just to point out, that David HaMelech's roots were not Jewish, right? We know Rus, Amoni v'lo Amonis, v'lo v'lo Moavis, which is a topic of a separate shir, why that is in his roots. But at least he was born to Jewish parents, and he is Jewish. But that's the pasuk. Lo suchal laseis alecha ish nachri, asher lo achichahu. Chazal say, lo suchal laseis alecha ish nachri, zu mitzvahs lo saseh. That's a lo saseh. Ukmochein shara minuyin. Also other appointments, which we'll talk about, Baruch Hashem, one lamaisa tshuva in a minute. Ein ra'ishen nimne aleinu bedavar me'advarim, lo minui Torah, v'lo minui malchus, ish sheyihye mikahal gerim. He cannot. So what's the definition of a ger? Says the Chinuch, ad shetiyah ima miYisrael. He has to have a Jewish mother. Jewish mother? That's good enough. Even if Pasha's, even if his father is not Jewish. If he has a Jewish mother, that is good enough. Kidachsiv, som, tasim, v'chulu, v'diktuku, zecharnam lavracha, kol simo sh'atameisim alecha lo yiyah lemikar v'checha. So that's what the Chinuch says, as long as the mother is Jewish. If you look in the Rambam says this halacha also in Perek Aleph, halacha Dalid, Avilchus Malachim, Ein Mamidin Melech Mikal Gerim, Afilu Achar Kamedoros, Ad Shetiyo Imo Miyisrael. After many generations, Shenemar Lo Suchal Sezer Lechesh Nachri, Asher Lo Achichahu. And the Rambam adds, as the Chinuch will soon, V'lo Lamalchus Bilvad, El Kol Sorosha Biyisrael, all positions of authority, as we will see. Lo Sar Tzava, not a general in the David Melech's army, V'lo Sar Chamishim, Osari Asara, V'chulu, we'll get to that, V'ezer Hashem, soon. The problem is, there is somebody in Tanakh that seems to have violated this. None other than Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. Right? You don't have to count too long in the line of kings of David HaMelech. Right? We have Shaul and Ishbosheth first, but then after that you have David, Shlomo, Rechavam. The son of Shlomo HaMelech. Rechavam ben Naama HaAmonit. That's what the Chazal say. Her mother, right, was a Naama. Naama was married to Shlomo, one of the wives of Shlomo, and she was an Ammonite, she was a convert. So what do you mean? Actually, Imo mi Yisrael, the mother has to be born Jewish. So that's the question of many, Rishonim. The Kesef Mishneh here mentions this. Umash mali to the Rabusa nakat Imo. It must be, says the Kesef Mishneh, what it says, as long as the mother's Jewish, it must be either or. Even if the mother's Jewish, but surely if the father's Jewish, l'rabusa nakat imo, umikol shekein, im haya aviv mi Yisrael, surely if his father is totally Jewish, even if his mother's a convert, af al pi shein imo mi Yisrael, kasher. Even though if his mother is not born Jewish, even if the mother is a Gioris Kasher, V'chein Kasu HaTosfos, U'bahani Chali Heichmalach Rechavam, Talav Yimam Yisrael, Ta'ben Na'ama Ha'amonis Havei. He was the son, Shlomo's son was the son of Na'ama. So how could he be king? So, says the Ketzer Mishnah, it must be either or, either Imam Yisrael or Abba Yisrael. That is the Ketzer Mishnah's Chiddush. If you look in the Noda B'Yehuda, this is the first tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda in Chelek Choshe Mishpat. He was asked two questions in that tshuva. This is the second question. How is he king? So he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, which he is not so happy about. He says, first of all, how do you know that the mother of Na'ama was a Gioris? Right? Maybe, first of all, Na'ama Ha'amonit means she comes from Ammon way back. It doesn't mean this generation. It means earlier generations. Just like David comes from Moab. But it doesn't mean his father, his mother. It means way back, a couple of generations up. So maybe that's where. Where does he get? How does he know for sure that the mother was Gioris? Anitama almarana kesef mishnah. Ana matza she'imo sharechavim Gioris haisa. V'dilma hadenikris nama amonis bizera amon. Ba v'ulai ima o zikena sa haisa amonis. I'm not so sure about that answer, says the Noda B'Yehuda. So what answer does he like? He said as follows. We learned previously that when a melech becomes a melech, he does not require meshicha if his father was a melech. A melech ben melech does not require meshicha with a shevan amishcha, even though a kohen gadol ben kohen gadol does. Why? This concept of Yerusha by Malchus. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, that's why this halacha of lo yuchal, lo suchal, says lachish nachri, that's only at the beginning of a line, the beginning of the lineage, but not once your father, once you're in the Yerusha element. Nir lanias daiti, says the Noda B'Yehuda, shlo hizir kra elasom tasim alecha melech, mikar vachecha, shetchilas simas hamelech, reishis minuyim, lo yeh ela mikar vachecha, v'zeb melech rishon, avo b'melech ben melech, hamalchus Yerusha, v'ein tsarach sima chadasha. And what's my raya? Meshicha. Just like Meshicha doesn't need to be done again, because it's not a sima chadasha, so too this. V'kivet shemalech aviv, shuv meman and b'no afilu ein imo miYisrael ubazek kama malchus shorachavam b'li pikpuk. Unlike the Gemara talks about Agrippas HaMelech, even though he's from Herdis, still he's starting a line, right? Herdis was an Eved, so even he had a problem originally. So that's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. He says that's the answer that he likes. So we have the Kesef Mishnah, we have the Noda B'Yehuda. How did Rechavam make it as the king, the third king of Malchei Yehuda? Good, let's continue. Shorish HaMitzvah Yadua, the mezzah of this mitzvah is known, Ki miyos HaMemunah L'Rosh Nishma L'chol B'chol HaShe Yadaber. The one who is appointed has to understand the people, has to be in the kishkas of the people. So you have to be one of the people. Tzarech Liyos Al-Kapanim Yizera Yisrael. Shem Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim. There's a certain midah that Jews have, but also I might add that you have to have gone through it to understand what is needed. And that's what a king has to do. He has to go through it. If somebody goes to a new school or a new community or a new country, it's hard to relate because you didn't go through it. If you went through it, then you could be mashpia more and help them. So to the king. That's why Ruba the Ruba of the Jewish people are born Jewish, and therefore that's what the king has to be, one of them. The Chinuch adds on the element that there is a certain DNA, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, Rachmanim Baishanim Vegom Lechasadim, midos of the Jewish people, and this person who's going to be the king, the super Baal Chesed that he has to have this from going back straight to Avram Avinu. Ki yadua bakol shu mishbakal Avram Avinu, sheish bakol tovo sa'elu, uke'en sh'amru chach miyateva, she'teva av tzafun babanav. The teva of the av goes down to the children. Good. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachos of this mitzvah. Mashar mezacharnu lavracha, as we said, this mitzvah is not only appointing a ger as a king, but appointed a ger in a position of authority. She'en mamidin ala mizera Yisrael rosh sarara. V'yafilu mamun ala amas hamayim. Shemachalik men alas others, even appointing on the water aqueduct. It's the example that Chazal give. V'yamru gamkein, shemamidin melech v'lo koin gadol, v'lo sapar, v'lo balam, v'lo bursi. Another halacha to keep in mind, says the Chinuch, if somebody is a barber or a person who works in the shower room or a tanner, they also are excluded from Malchus, because it has to be pure from birth. People won't take them seriously, and therefore they are excluded. Where does this come up? L'maisa, R'moshe. R'moshe has an important tshuva in Yaredeya, Chelek Dalid Simin Chavav. The question was asked, could a ger be a Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva? Could a ger be a mashkiach of a yeshiva? Not in terms of food. That, Beth Hashem, we'll get to when we talk about women and positions of authority in a couple of days, when we talk about the king not having too many wives. But Rav Moshe says, a mashkiach and yeshiva, and a mashpia and a rosh yeshiva. So the questioner said to Rav Moshe, what about Shmaya v'Avtalion? We know they were the leaders of the Jewish people, and they were descendants of Gerim, or they themselves were Gerim, different versions. So says Rav Moshe, first of all, we're not sure exactly their yichus, whether they were their parents, or maybe their great-grandparents. They came, they're Zera Gerim. So we don't know what that means. Number one. Number two, who says that wasn't a Horasha? Just like Dvorah B'Shaita was the greatest leader, and therefore she was able to be a Shofetes, in a certain sense, so to Ramosha, maybe this was a Rasha. Lo Shaykh Ladina Lo Chiech Behem, Sharehem Ayu Hachik Dolim Tkufasam, Vahayu B'Shal Shalas HaKabbalah, Umi Yodea, Im Lo Hayim in a Rasha. So don't bring me any riots from there. But says Ramosha, L'maisa, it's Mutter. A Maisa, a ger could be a Rosh Hashiva, a ger could be a Mashkiach. Why? Shem mitzvah shavahaptim es a ger mechayeva sosanu lekarvo malaga v'chayin yonamelu. We have to look and see if there's no reason to be machmir. We can't be machmir. Therefore, Moshe says, achar yishuv gadol. And this was written, right, towards the end of Moshe's life. Tavshin memhei, right, 1985. Right, not too long, and he writes at the beginning of the tshuva that he doesn't have the strength to write this tshuva. She's dictating it to his grandson, because he doesn't even have the strength to write it. Rav Moshe says, Nira, She'ein lahachshiv misros elu b'tkufasenu ki'inyan shamaisa srara. Do not consider these types of positions as positions of authority. Because what's authority? What's srara? Srara means where you can force people to do things. You can be machriach them. Here, people come to the yeshiva. That's their choice. Yes, you could accept, and you could reject, and you could throw people out, but that's not the same. They come because they want to be there. That's more like a employer who has employees under him. He can have them, he can fire them, but he can't force them. The person could choose to leave. Ein zeh umashiish koach lemenahalim v'arashi yeshiva ala talmidim l'salkam o shalakaba osom l'chadchila v'chadome. That's not srara in this case. It's just that these are people who try to bring students closer to Hashem. That's not called srara. Every Jew has that. They have it in an extreme way. But that's not srara. He says, and don't compare this to what I wrote earlier about women being a mashkiach, because that is different. That's to be machria, somebody to follow the halacha. So, Beis Hashem, we'll get to that when we talk about the women. And then he just ends off at the end. Is there an isser for the ger to accept the srara? Let's say there's a case of srara. Let's say for the king. It's also for Am Yisrael to appoint the ger. Is it also for the ger too? L'chora not. L'chora, it's only the isser. It's an isser on the rabbim. It's a mitzvah on the rabbim. L'chora nirej ein kan isser klal gam besrara mamish. That's just to note in terms of this position. Once we're on the topic of gerim, just to quote one other fascinating discussion, which Ravad Yosef discusses in Chelek Vav Simin Samach in Yechava Das. Very fascinating. He was asked by a Ger Tzedek. There was a Ger Tzedek's father was deathly ill. Number one, is he allowed to daven for his refuah? Is he allowed to daven that my father shall live? Number two, if his father dies, can he say Kaddish for his father? Is a Ger allowed to say Kaddish for his dead father or mother? So in the first half of the Tshuva, Rav Avadia goes through that it is mutter to daven. And there are many examples of this in Chazal. And he starts off by saying, well, first of all, if the parents are not over the Avodah Zarah, then for sure, right? If they're Yishmaelim, so then for sure, they're not over the Avodah Zarah. Anybody who's not over the Avodah Zarah, you could heal them, you could daven for them, the chulu, no problem. And even Christians today, says the Chavadas, right? They're probably not over the Avodah Zarah, according to many opinions, because they're Ove B'Shituf, and according to Tosfos and Ramah, not getting into the details, they're probably not over the Avodah Zarah Bizman Hazeh. And even if they are, if the fact that they are interested, if they are interested in your praying, means they believe a little bit. They believe in the one and only God. If they feel that, right, in this case, the father asked the son, the koshkin and a guy atzmo mavakesh, she is palu alav, she be zenireb, she is lo emuna, ba shemis bark, she be polymanu kaldavar, she mutilis palu alav, And you find this. We have Bruria in Brachas Daf Yud, right? Yitamo Chataim Velo Chotim, right? We have other examples throughout Shas of people davening not only for Rishayim, but even for Umos. Umos ha'olam. Menido didan. Shirotz agel espala alvev ha'goshis rapa v'cholyo. Rashoi lasos kain. V'yafshar mitzvah nami ika. Maybe it's even a mitzvah. Karas ha'tov. This person brought you into the world. And even though we hold Gershon is Garka and Shinola Dami, you lose all biological halachic connection, there still is a connection. There's some deos that you would yotze peruvu if you have children and then convert. Right, there are hints and echoes of halachic connection, even though me'ikar adin there is not so much connection. That's part one, no problem. What about Kaddish? So surprisingly, right, you might have thought surprisingly, but Rav Avadia Yosef says, no problem. No problem. And maybe it's even a good idea. Mikol makom, kivan shehu holido, ve'hevio l'chai olam hazeh, they brought you to olam hazeh, which then led you, b'mistofi sachas kanfi ha'shechina, to get to olam haba. So he says, you're no worse than any stranger saying Kaddish for a niftar. And we believe that there is to'eles to the neshama of the niftar by anybody saying Kaddish, surely a son who is connected biologically. And therefore, no problem, he says. But he says at the end, what about if you daven in a shul where only one person says Kaddish? Then it's more of a question, but he says, Lamai said, most shuls, everybody says Kaddish together. You're not being pogeya in the schus of acherim by doing this, so no problem. Then he just adds at the end, but let me tell you personally, the greatest schus that a person could give a departed relative, more than Kaddish, more than davening for the Amud, is Talmud Torah. Somebody learns, somebody sponsors a shir, if somebody, is mechadish chedushei Torah, that's the greatest chus for the niftar, says Rav Avadia. So lamaisa, mutter to daven, mutter to say kaddish, and mutter to learn for them. Good, we continue now. Uba malchus Yisrael. So we have the Isser of appointing a ger, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, it's already much less of an issue because the family has already been chosen. The family of where the Melech is going to come from. So forget which Shevet, forget the entire Shevet. Uba Malchus Yisrael, Kvar Zacha, Bo David, Vizaru, La'olam, David HaMelech, and his children have already been Zocha to this, Ve'ein Biyadenu Od Lishanosa. We can't change it. That's it. No. Kimo, Shein Biyadenu Od Lishanosa, Kahuna Mizar Aaron. Just like we know there's Keser Kahuna, and if somebody's not a Kohen, they can't be a Kohen. They don't come from Zera Aaron. So too, if I don't come from Zera David, then I can't be the king. No matter what, it's finished. The Brisker Rav writes, it's quoted here in the Griz Ala Torah, in Parsha Shoftim, that you find many differences between the two lines of Malchus in Sefer Malachim, between Malchi Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Beis David needs Mashicha, as the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. Umalchi Yisrael ain't doing a Mashicha, and Malchi Yisrael do not need Mashicha. Ain Yeshiva Ba'azara, Malchi is Beis David. David HaMelech and his family are allowed to sit down in the Azara, and nobody else is, not Malchi Yisrael. What's the difference? They're both Malachim, they're both kings, right? They were even Benevuah. They were told that the Malchus would be split and Yeravim would take over, and if he wouldn't have been sinned, then maybe it would have lasted longer, says the Brisker Rav. Yes, they had the din of a Melech, but they didn't have the din of a Malchus HaNivcheres. That's David HaMelech. V'yesod HaDavar, Mishut HaMalchus Beis David Nivchara, K'dechsiv V'kamo B'komos B'kra. Just like the Torah chooses a place for the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Torah chooses a family for the Malchus. And that family has the full dinim of a Melech. And he said there are Midrashim that he quotes. The Midrash compares. Achlo nivcha Yerushalayim, Isa kol Eretz Yisrael, k'sher lem izbechos. Mishin nivcha Yerushalayim, yotz Eretz Yisrael, and only Yerushalayim. And then he continues. Achlo nivchar Aaron, how you call Yisrael k'sherim l'kahuna. Mishin nivchar Aaron, yotzeko Yisrael. Achlo nivchar David, how you call Yisrael k'sherim l'malchus. Mishin nivchar David, yotzeko Yisrael. Amazing parallel between Beis HaMikdash and Aaron and David. Harei demidame bechiras malchus beis David lebechiras kahuna. V'Yerushalayim u'beis olamim. Through the Bechira, everybody else became possible. So that is the unique status of David HaMelech and his family. And therefore, even though Gerim are excluded, it's more than that. It's hardly ever going to come up because only David HaMelech is allowed. Right? That's related to the famous Ramban in Parshas Vayechi on the Pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, where the Ramban describes it's an Isser D'Oraisa for anyone who's not from Malchus Beis David to be the king. And that's why says the Ramban, and only the Ramban can make such a statement, that that was a problem with the Hanukkah story. Even though Hanukkah is amazing and wonderful, and we're also excited, and it's a yontif, and there was a nes, but what the Chashbonaim, who were Kohanim, should have done was won the war and then stepped aside, and then let somebody from Malchus Yehuda take over. They didn't, says the Ramban. That's why their dynasty eventually was wiped out. They were tzaddikim. Without them, Torah would have been forgotten. Still, they received a great onesh. As we know, the entire dynasty was wiped out in the ensuing generations. But good, they should have stepped down. Right, what about Shaul? Says the Ramban. Well, that was before David. It started at David. Once Malchus based David was picked, that's it. But up until that point, Shaul was not in violation. There's even the Chassam Sofer notes, maybe this is one of the suggestions why Chanukah in Yoni Chanukah are not in Mishnayis anywhere. Purim's in Mishnayis, why is it Chanukah Mishnayis? It's only in the Brises, in Masechta Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer in one place, maybe because of this little negativity. So negativity, existed because of the Lo Yosser Shevim Yehuda. Okay, either way, there's a lot to talk about. Maybe in the coming days we'll do more about that Ramban and those who argue, because most other Rishonim don't give any hint that there's anything negative about Chanukah. Either way, this is an Isser that applies Bizman Yisrael, Yisrael Al Masam, when we have a king and when we can choose a king, we're not allowed to choose a king based on that comes from Gerim. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue next time with Mitzvah 499.